When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Today's International Women's Day, and if you're new to the My Millennial Money podcast and our world, you may not know that we've got a daily podcast called My Millennial Daily. This podcast, it is exclusive to Spotify. It can be listened to at no cost, so jump on, hit follow and all that. But all that to say is, with Spotify's permission, I've asked them if I can play the My Millennial Daily episode on the main show today. Because if I'm being honest, I was really touched by some of the answers, but also I really liked how I got my niece and my family on the podcast to talk about some money stuff. So it is a little taster of the My Millennial Daily podcast that you can listen to for free on Spotify. Today is International Women's Day, and in celebration, I thought I would ask influential women who I interact with weekly, daily, at work, in my family life, one question about money. I'm Glenn James. You're listening to this very special edition of My Millennial Daily. So the question that I put out to all these women is, what do you reckon the top money lesson you have learned in your life is and why? Well, the first one I called was the person who's my emergency contact. Her name's on my passport. I mean, she's responsible for this mess. And her name is Wendy James. She's my mum. And mum and dad have just retired and they're now benefiting from the fruit of all their hard work and their sacrifice and savings from their working life. What did mum have to say?
I think the best thing that we could have done was to put as much money into super as we possibly could. So when we retire, we have a nice healthy pension so we can enjoy the rest of our life by travelling and do the things that we've always wanted to do.
Rightio, thank you, mummy. Next one, I asked Jess Knaus. Jess is a team member of ours. She heads up all of the content. She does all the copywriting, proof stuff. She's our words guru. And this is what Jess had to say. Thanks, Jess.
I think my top money management lesson that I've learned is to give it time. I think when you're coming off the back of maybe debt that's been hard to shake, or you're looking around and you feel like other people in your situation are doing better than you financially, when you're starting to make changes and you've set up your systems, you have to give it a bit of time and just show a bit of patience. Let the systems do the work. Let your automatic transfers do their thing. And slowly you'll start to see your debts get paid off, or your savings will grow, or your house deposit will grow, or whatever you want to spend your money on, even if it's just something for a hobby. If you just give it time and let your systems do the work.
Love it, Jess. Next in line, let's go with the other Jess who works with us, Jess Pearson. She is in charge of all the marketing, all the graphic design, websites, everything that you see with your eyes here at My Millennial Money. What did Jess have to say?
JP here, and my money tip is to get to know yourself. So number one is figure out your money habits. These could be good or bad, and this could be done by going through your transactions or maybe even doing a spending plan for yourself. Number two would be find out what fuels you. So for you, it might not be finding a piece of furniture on the side of the road and then restoring it and then selling it, like me. What brings you joy might be budgeting to have breakfast out a certain amount of times per week. That's up to you to decide. And number three would be to continue to adjust. So it's not all over if you make a money mistake. We all make them. You just got to continue. Life and seasons can change, and so can your money habits over time. Lastly, I would say for all of my savers out there, this is your reminder that it is okay to spend money. JP out, and happy International Women's Day to everyone.
All right. Rach Chow, she's our senior producer. She heads up all the podcasts, the scheduling, the hosts, the shows. She's responsible for everything that you hear. Let's see what Rach said.
I think I learned the best lessons about money by watching my parents and how they manage money. Probably number one is to always use cash and not pay with credit. And probably the second biggest takeaway that I got was to not waste anything. We did a bunch of things in when I was a kid to save water, to save electricity, to save money. And I think those things gave me a big saver mindset. Overall, I think having that foundation of paying with cash and being mindful of saving and not wasting has really set up my financial life.
Thank you so much, Rach. Next up, Emily Wallace. She's a buyer's advocate out of Melbourne. She hosts our My Millennial Property podcast, also available here on Spotify. And this is what Emily had to say about the number one lesson that she's learned about money and why.
The top money lesson I have learned in life has been being able to say no to things makes room for more yes. So I think a lot of that's around instant gratification, saying no to maybe small purchases that are a quick win to allow more room for bigger purchases that are a yes and a bigger win.
Thanks, Emily. All right, next up, Shell Johnson. She is a HR guru. She's into team, mission, vision, culture, all that stuff. If you're a small business owner, you've got to get Shell to come in and change your team's life like she did here at My Millennial Money. She's the co-author of Sort Your Career Out and Make More Money. This is what Shell said about money.
Well, the first solid money lesson I learned was from Glenn. I remember he was still working as a financial advisor, and it would have been when my husband Sam and I first got married, and he came over and for free ran us through his cash flow course that he was developing. It changed my whole mindset about money. And this was way before the podcast had started. And I remember sitting down on our lounge that moment thinking, okay, I've got to get my house in order. Like, for me, that concept of having a spending plan, allocating a portion of your money to that, and making sure that you live within that really helped me to change my relationship with money. And if you let me, can I have like two for one and share one more piece of advice? The second best money lesson I have learned is to have an emergency fund for unexpected career crises. For me, I used my emergency fund about 18 months ago now to take a break out of the workforce. I was working in a job and it just wasn't right for me and I had to get out of that. And I left without a job to go to. And my emergency fund, I wouldn't have probably ever thought I would use it for that. But it bought me the space that I needed and the time that I needed. So I think they're the two best money lessons.
Thank you so much, Shell. Next up, my sister, Lauren. What did Lauren say about money?
The best lesson I've learned about money to date in reflecting back upon my life is that early property investment pays off. I was 21 when I bought my first home and I have bought and sold a couple of houses since then. I will be 40 at the end of this month, and with the sale of my current house, which goes on the market in April, should leave me in a position to be mortgage free with three children at age 40. It hasn't come without sacrifices such as holidays and nice cars, but it certainly has set me up for housing stability and some level of financial freedom throughout my 40th decade and hopefully throughout my life. I do have a daughter who's 13 this month, and I'm still undecided if that would be the lesson I will give her, because I also look at travel opportunities that I didn't take up. But ultimately, I guess financially, it has put me in a position where I do not have to worry so much about money from age 40 onwards.
Thanks, Loz. We'll be back after this with a little special something.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, I asked Grace, my niece, who is 12 years old, these questions. Okay, Grace, what would be the number one money lesson that you've learned in your life so far?
Learning how to save and using a vision board to set goals.
Yeah, awesome. Vision is what everyone needs. And what do you want to do when you leave school?
I want to have a gap year to travel and then maybe study law after that.
Well, I think you would make a great lawyer and I can't wait to see how your plans pan out. Now, what are you saving for at the moment?
I'm saving for a pair of Nike Jordan 1s.
Yes, sweet. Well, thank you so much, Grace. Rightio, we'll leave it there today. A little bit longer than usual, but as I said at the top of the episode, this is just a little bit of a shout out and a hello and a thank you to the influential women who influence me and who I talk with on a daily or weekly basis. Okay, bye.
My Millennial Daily is produced by My Millennial Money, also available on Spotify.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.